Hello and welcome to Gist Radio. We are a casual radio station where we broadcast when we have something to say. Gist stands for Getting the Shit Together, and we broadcast important interviews and information for artists and creatives of all kinds. For more information on Gist, please log into our website at www.gyst-ink.com, where you will find free resources, software, and publications for artists. You can email us and let us know what you would like to hear about at info@gyst-ink.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, a new show where we talk with Orange County, California's creative community, artists, entrepreneurs, angel investors, CEOs, nonprofit leaders, and the like. My name is Susan, and I will be your host. Joining us today is Andrea Harris-McGee, Gallery Director, Frank M. Doyle Arts Pavilion, Orange Coast College, Costa Mesa, California. Andrea is a native Californian. She was born in San Francisco, and she moved to Orange County in 94. She graduated a BA in 96 from Laguna College of Art and Design, Laguna Beach, California. Andrea's worked as an art dealer from age 18. She moved to Paris, France, lucky woman, in 2000, with a background in exhibit design, museum studies, graphic design, and nonprofit development. She became a museum preparer and later registrar of collections and administrator for the Laguna Art Museum. She moved on to become the first director for Cal State Fullerton's Grand Central Art Center, Santa Ana, California, and was there from 98 to 2008. And while there, she curated and coordinated more than 300 exhibitions. She hosted 32 artists in residence, published 25 exhibition publications through Grand Central Press. She also coordinated programming and taught through Grand Central Art Center's after-school outreach program for high school students in Santa Ana for 5 years, and also continues to mentor students. In 2008, she became the director of Orange Coast College's Frank M. Doyle Arts Pavilion, and she continues in her spare time to curate exhibits that inspire the students and public, and we'll hear more about those later in the broadcast. And she has developed and presented 9 major exhibitions and published exhibition publications to the Arts Pavilion Press. She's a member of the Grand Central Arts Forum and co-owner of Watermark Printing Workshop and Gallery in Santa Ana, California. Welcome, Andrea, to the first ever broadcast of Creative Orange County Show.
It's great to be on with you. Thanks.
Well, I'd like to start by asking you about, you went to the Frank M. Doyle Arts Pavilion. That's a fairly new position. You know, I'd love to know more about that. I mean, your vision. You've got a terrific upcoming exhibit called The Art of Melvin Sokolsky, which is the first ever collaboration with the Month of Photography LA, which is really kind of a huge kudo kind of on your part. And was wondering what else is on your radar for the Frank M. Doyle Arts Pavilion.
Well, I came to the Frank M. Doyle with great inspiration to do a lot of community programming and also to work closer with students. I find that the community colleges are so important for the future of education in our communities, and so I really wanted to work tighter with students and to be here to inspire the community. And the Frank M. Doyle is a really unique and very, very ambitious project on the campus of Orange Coast College. And so when the job came available, I was really inspired and wanted to try and do something a little different, get back closer to education. So I've been here for 2.5 years, and it's been an incredible experience. I work closely with a lot of students. We have thousands of students coming to our exhibitions and programs, and I get to do lectures and mentor the students not only in things that pertain to the shows I'm doing, but also in regards to their own education. I give them guidance and help to connect them with people who can help them find their path artistically or maybe just their career path. And so it's been a really wonderful experience being on the campus and being able to share with them my insights and also learn from them in the process. So yeah, it was a big move for me, and I've been very happy with the decision so far. I am doing a big exhibition. It actually opens today. We actually opened it on Friday, but it was during the holiday week. But we opened Melvin Sokolsky in our main gallery today, and also photography by Jennifer Rochal and Janice Lowry Collage in our smaller gallery. And so we're looking forward to a big audience for these two shows. Melvin Zukofsky is a phenomenal, phenomenal photographer, world-renowned. He's very well known for his series of Bubble Girls, which were these pieces he did in France in the early 60s. But we have a range of about 26 just epic photographs here in the gallery for the public to come and view. And we're also doing a large event that's going to be on the 16th of April. It's going to be a big lecture from 2:30 to 4:30 at our Robert B. Moore Theater here on campus, which is open to the public. And then we're doing a big reception afterwards, which will be quite fun. With a lot of the sponsors will be attending, and people from the Lucy Foundation and Month of Photography LA. So we're really excited to have them coming to support us.
Oh, that, I mean, it sounds terrific. I've been to, you know, a couple of the exhibits that Andre has curated at the Arts Pavilion. One of the past exhibits was Ron English, and that was a lot of fun. She had a couple of food trucks there. And so besides, learning more and being able to view an artist and learn more about an artist that, I did not know, she's really, brought some cutting-edge artists to Orange County, and everyone should make sure that they attend the art of Melvin Zukofsky and the other exhibits that accompany it. And so what's on your radar coming up after this big venture?
Well, there's a lot going on right now, actually. Melvin is opening at the same time. We have a lot of things going on in the community that I'm involved in, kind of on the periphery. Here at Orange Coast College, we're going to be opening our student exhibition in May and June. And then we usually get about 200 students participating in that show, which is really a wonderful thing. And we have all media represented on the campus. Then we're doing a summer program with a show called Speak for the Trees. And it's an exhibition that's co-curated by Jeannie Denholm and a woman that wrote a book on Speak for the Trees. Her name is Andrea Friesen. And so we're working on this big exhibition with 22 artists. And we're going to be doing classes in the month of July and early August that'll be run through Community Ed that'll be inspired by Speak for the Trees. So kids are going to come in and learn about printmaking and photography and learn about poetry and writing and painting and drawing during the summer month, which will be really fun and get us back to our outreach that we love to do with the community. So that's going to be really exciting. And then currently we're opening shows. There's a big show opening. I've been involved with Cal State Fullerton and Grand Central, but there's a show opening there that's very near and dear to me. It's a Janice Lowry retrospective called Curiosities of Janice Lowry, which opens very soon in the first week of May. And that's going to be we're going to be featuring a large book that we published with it. Manuel Parlow is opening at Cal State Fullerton. It's called Stardust. It's a phenomenal exhibition with fashion and jewelry and beautiful drawings, and that's going to be a lot of fun for the community. So Orange Coast College, we're really tied into a lot of things with our local community, and we partner on a lot of things. We've actually partnered on publications, partnered on exhibitions and programs to help, bring in enough funding to make great shows happen. And so, like, even when you were mentioning Ron English, those kind of shows just don't happen at, community college. And, it takes a lot of effort and support from sponsors and from the college and our, associated students and people coming together to make these things happen. But I believe that we have a good team of people here at Orange Coast that believe in the missions and goals of art in the community, and they believe how it changes lives and inspires. So I'm just glad to be out there behind the scenes kind of helping to make things, helping to bring things to light and working with these different groups. I also want to mention, too, that we have a lot of tie-in with our educational programs. So like Melvin Zukofsky's exhibitions, for instance, our School of Photography here on campus is in support of that exhibition, has helped to coordinate it. And so our students in photography will be here and be in support and be at our lectures. So it really does touch their educational endeavors and help to connect them with some great artists and great people.
So although it's kind of maybe considered, highbrow or, but it's very much tied in to the community. I really love that. And she's very modest because I know that, all of these exhibits, there's a great deal of behind the scenes work that needs to be done to put on something like this. And can you maybe, why do you do what you do? Because it does involve a lot of effort. It's very, very time consuming. So tell us kind of like maybe why you do what you do, and also just, what are some of the you know, events that need to happen, you know, behind, you know, bringing in exhibits such as Ron English or and the others that are coming up, you know, to the campus.
Well, it's, you know, for me, it's a labor of love. Everybody always says, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. Well, it's not the money. It's actually the enrichment. And also, you know, I was given a lot when I was young as far as support at community college when I was going to school. And I was given a lot of inspiration by mentors that were in the arts and told me, you know, what I could do and how I could achieve my dreams. And so for me, I just really want to be that person. I want to be there to give back to those students and to the community and feel like, you know, that I'm exhausted and wasted at the end of the day with the knowledge that I actually did 110% of what I could do to make the world a better place, you know, and help to educate people in the arts and help to keep the arts alive. And I think, too, you know, making friendships and creating these collaborations, it's fundraising, it's fun, it's, you know, it's friendships, it's supporters, and we're kind of rallying all these people together to do something really unique and exceptional, and supporting artists' lives and giving them these platforms to do great shows, it's a really special thing because it helps to build their resume, it helps to build, you know, their lives up so they can show in more venues and actually touch more lives. And so we become like a stepping stone, but, you know, it's an important part of an artist's career. So these shows are, you know, for me, I feel like I'm just so lucky to be a part of it all. You know, when I'm doing an exhibition, the main thing for me is to try and, again, connect the dots and connect people, build relationships and build a constituency of people who are interested in education. And we've been really very fortunate. You know, we've had local community people come out from their businesses and, you know, individual contributors come out and support us. We've had shows, you know, with people like right now, the Melman Zukofsky. We have, you know, Canon and Fujifilm and Pro Photo Connection here in Irvine. You know, Wyndham Hotels, and a lot of people, you know, are coming together and groups are coming together to say this means something to the community and to the students. And, you know, we've had individual donors come forward to help us, and we have actually a private underwriter for our summer programs for kids that's coming forward. I mean, we always want to keep making those connections, but it's a lot of work, I mean, to kind of keep hustling. I mean, we've had, you know, with the show for Ron English and with some of our other shows, we had Hurley, which was one of our big sponsors, come out and support us, as well as Hanaloa Surf Company. And these, like, private companies, when they come out and they give you money to help support the arts, it really means a great deal because we just couldn't do it without them. And right now we're always looking for those connections. We're looking for future connections for the fall semester, for the spring. It just never ends. And so it's money and it's you know, this kind of heartfelt drive and need to do something great with the time we have here. And so I really feel like, you know, it's kind of, there's an urgency to everything I'm doing. It's like I'm always kind of on the hunt and on, you know, this kind of like drive to realize some dreams, you know, to help people's dreams become reality here on the campus. And the students are just loving it. I mean, when we do these shows, they just get so excited because they're like, we would never have seen this original art if you hadn't brought it here to campus. And, you know, a lot of kids and the people coming here to be, you know, re-educated for new careers. They don't have the time to go, you know, to the museums or to go to travel and see these things around the world. And so when we bring it to Orange Coast College, it's just a huge deal for them because they get to be part of the world of art and have something epic, you know, within their midst. And so it's been a very wonderful experience for me to just be able to continue hustling and doing what I do. I really believe in it, and it makes me very, very happy.
That sounds, I mean, absolutely terrific. And as you said, I was there at the Ron English, and, you know, it was really, you know, a terrific exhibit, a wonderful, you know, opening reception. And he graciously, there were like three or four different posters that the students, he was there and came and was autographing posters, but he had a poster, three or four posters available that anyone who attended both reception and the, you know, the subsequent show would be able to have. And so I thought that was pretty terrific.
Yeah,
and Hurley's
so funny about Ron
board
was,
has a little pop-up shop now at the space, and so that's really terrific. So really a shout-out to any, you know, company or in Orange County, California, or SoCal in general that is inspired by creativity and creative community, arts and culture, You know, please get a hold of Andrea, because I know she would be very appreciative. I'd like to know more about the Speak for the Trees, because I find that very intriguing, kind of the community ed, you know, component of that. And that sounds kind of very new, you know, new type of arrangement and new type of organizing kind of principle. And who will that be targeted to? Is that going to be high school students or
college students?
Tell me a little bit more about that.
It's going to be open to students in the, you know, in elementary and even younger, but also in high school ages. We're opening it up to, you know, if a parent wants to enroll with their child and take the classes together, they can do that as well. And what we're going to do is we'll have a lead teacher. I'll be also helping to kind of support that teacher, and then there'll be a couple interns from graduate programs that are going to be here to help support as well. So we'll have like four people teaching in the classroom, working with students, and we're going to be doing some really fun programming. It'll be each group of classes will be three-day workshops, and the students will be here all day from 10 in the morning until about 4:30, and we'll have lunch together. We're going to talk about art and ideas and nature, and we're going to talk about food and nutrition and how we just live a better life, you know, try to be the best we can be and make great art and how we get inspired to do that. And so the students of all ages will be here. I mean, we're going to have a really great turnout, I think, because the pavilion is so epic. I mean, this is an incredible building. We're actually going to be working in the gallery and on the grounds of Orange Coast College. So the students will be able to get out and about and mingle with all this beautiful landscaping here and our arboretum and be out in the summertime. It's just going to be gorgeous. So, yeah, we're really, really inspired by this program. And, you know, when the pavilion was built, there were contributors to the program that really wanted to see children being educated and inspired here in the arts. So that's really fulfilling really a mission of the Arts Center to do that.
Well, I think that's a terrific opportunity. And to learn more, I know Andrea's got a blog spot that you can probably learn more about Speak for the Trees. And tell me what the address for the blog spot is that you've got.
We actually have our website up now. It's OCC Arts Pavilion. Yeah, OCCArtsPavilion.com. And then we have our blog spot, which is OCCArtsPavilion.blogspot.com. And community ed, you can reach it through the campus at Orange Coast College through their main email. And also you can just always call me, too, here at the gallery, and I'd be happy to give you details and information.
Should
I give the gallery number?
Please, absolutely, for our listeners.
Great. Our gallery, my actual direct number here at the gallery is 714-432-5102, and you can call anytime, and I'd be happy to give you details on exhibitions and our programming and student outreach and all the things we're doing, and also, if you're a sponsor, to tie you into some great things that could really enrich the community.
That sounds terrific. And your life has been about art, and are there certain artists that have inspired you and the career that you've had so far?
You know, there are so many that have been huge for me. I've gone through my life being inspired. It's constant inspiration. I'm working with an artist right now, this gentleman named Joe Anji, who's an actual musician, and he's a painter who I've known for a while, and I'm going to be doing some work with him. I'm working with an artist coming up, Joe Forkin, who's actually a professor at Cal State, and he's doing a show with us on his painting. That's just over the top. It's going to be for the fall at Orange Coast College here, coming up in the fall of 2011. I've been working with, you know, so many artists through my career. I've now done over 600, you know, exhibitions, and keep all of these people near and dear. Especially, you know, we do these, we've done these amazing artists in residencies, and I always tell people it's like about building community. But we're friends and we're family with all these people around the world who we've shared and done exhibitions and programs with, and you know, there's just a wide range of people. Locally, there's an artist, Elizabeth Turk, who she's a MacArthur Fellows Award winner, but was also an artist in residency with us at Grand Central. She's just this amazing force of nature and has been so inspirational to me. It's just, you know, each artist in each discipline they do, I find that, you know, their commitment and drive and focus on their life and their work, it keeps me hungry and it keeps me getting up every morning excited to take on the day because I know they're out there making great art, they're making things happen, and I want to be a part of that. And so I never feel like there's a day when I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do this anymore. I mean, even when I'm tired, I say, you know what, I'm really lucky to do this and do what I love. I mean, it's a real gift to be able to have this.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I mean, it wears her out in a very good way, and she is a very kind and warm individual. So I can see that you know, all of these individuals would stay as part of her life. And besides being kind of worn out from dawn to dusk with her art-related in that particular life, Andrea's got other activities. We've got the Chalk Follies in Orange County, which is a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Orange County, and she's participating this year in that. I curated the first ever TEDx event in Orange County, TEDx Fullerton, last year, and Andrea graciously agreed to speak, and her talk is wonderful. It's on YouTube. Click on, you know, TEDx Fullerton. Again, she's an independent curator, and she does have some upcoming exhibits, and I'm gonna mention some of those, and I hope that I pronounce some of the individuals' names correctly. Coming up at Orange Coast College is the Mass Appeal, which is a student exhibit. There's also going to be Joe Forcan, the Lebowski Cycle. She has a printmaking studio, and that's called Watermark, and there she mentioned Joe Ongi, the art and music of Joe Ongi. Coming up at Cal State Fullerton is Manuel Pardo, and the exhibit is called Stardust, and I did see a picture of his, I believe, your husband's at Cal State Fullerton, Mike McGee, and in his office he's got a picture of Manuel Pardo's, and I was very much intrigued when I went to meet with him and saw that work, so I'm looking forward to the exhibits. The opening reception is coming up, what, this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday.
For that, this Saturday from 5 to 8. And then coming up also at Grand Central Art Center is the Curiosities of Janice Lowry. And I guess I wanted to kind of, we're getting kind of towards the end of the interview, and I want to know kind of like, why do you think the arts should be supported? I mean, why do we need to dig in and save our galleries and museums and performance venues in Orange County? And then kind of, you know, what can we all do, you know, about this, and how can we all be involved in, you know, championing and inspiring and engaging in the arts in Orange County? Arts and culture, and Orange County's creative community, not just you know, around arts and culture.
Well, you know, I think that people think that somehow, I mean, some people either think that art is a choice. It's like a hobby. You just pick it up, and if you have the time after you do all your serious work, then you would maybe take up an arts type of activity like music or painting or something like that. But for a lot of people in this world, art is their life's blood, and creativity spurs, you know, growth in education in various different areas. You know, they always say that, you know, you have a child play music and it helps to encourage their math skills, and you have people who are writing poetry and it helps their writing and literary skills, and also reading skills if they do all types of different writing activities that are creative and thinking outside the box. But it's also, you know, it really, there isn't a choice. Some people out in this world, it's like breathing air for them to create and to make art, especially when you look at children and you see children so freely and openly express themselves visually and through words. And over time, you know, we really do try to limit our children's exposure to creativity. A lot of people do, and they say, you know, this is not a priority for us. And the thing is you're really, I think you're really marginalizing children and young adults and adults when you tell them that art isn't a priority. I think when you get out and you learn about history and cultures through art and through the creative, you know, force that it is, you really become a more balanced and inspired person, and you become a more spiritually and emotionally enriched person. I don't know anybody, you know, who feels that, you know, well, I hang around artists and creative people all the time, so we talk about how important all this is, but trying to convince others in the world that it's important, I think once it touches them personally, if they have a son or a daughter who's very creative or very musically inclined or has a great writing skill where they're writing stories or short stories, they start to realize, wow, this is like, you know, something really important to my life. And for those that don't attend museums or don't go to galleries or don't go to performing arts venues, they don't really know. But if you get out and you enjoy those things in your community, if you go to see the performing arts, you know, you go and support, this is your vote. I mean, you're basically voting with your money and with your time, saying, you know, creativity is a priority to me and I really believe in it. And when we have sponsors come out and sponsor shows, they're voting, saying, hey, you know, our company, our individual view is that this is a priority. This is important. We need more of that. I mean, in education, you know, we're losing the battle of really enriching and creating full, well-balanced human beings. And luckily, we have a lot of good teachers out there and good educators that are still hanging in, even with this economy, to try and stay steadfast and true to their belief that, you know, that this is really important. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep my pedal, you know, to the metal on all of my support for the arts and for education. And I hope there's others that'll get up and get, you know, get tenacious and angry and say, hey, I'm going to chip in too, and I'm going to come out and do it. I mean, I recently did the Chalk Follies for Children's Hospital, and, you know, it was a huge commitment. It was a very creative commitment because it was a performance. I had to sing and dance and learn a lot of things I didn't know how to do. But I was surrounded by people who believed in the cause of supporting, you know, children in health and mm-hmm. so, you know, these services that they offer at the hospital. And I think that, you know, when you see a big group get together and they say, this is something we want to do and we believe in, anything's possible. I mean, they raised, you know, a great deal of money for the hospital doing that, you know, that show, and the community was all there. We had, like, you know, sold out seats and the 950 people. I mean, it was inspiring. And I think, you know, in the future, I just hope people will go out and vote by spending time in museums and going to galleries and doing the free days, you know, at the Bowers, or doing these different days where you can go up to LA and visit and see these educational and artistic and cultural institutions. And, you know, for me, I hope that people come to the Pavilion, you know, come and see the shows here. They're free to the public, and we're here to, you know, enrich and answer questions and give you a tour. And it's very special. I mean, we never turn away anybody. And for me, it's like any time a student leaves here, if they're not changed in some way, if they're not inspired in some way, then I haven't done my job. And so I really feel like it's a special, special thing. And I'm hoping people will really just get out there and make a statement that this is something important, and they'll start to speak up and speak out, because we really need this. I mean, we really need creativity in the arts in our community. I can't tell you if it all shut down. I don't know. I'd be in very, very deep despair. I know that, and I'd probably still be trying to push and make, you know, and do. I know a lot of people would. There's a great deal of hope out there right now for us in California and in Orange County. We have a very generous community here, so I'm hoping people are going to continue to find this as being a priority.
Well, I know that that's Art Advocacy Day in Washington for the National Endowment for the Arts. American for the Arts is behind Arts Advocacy Day. I know there's been the movement for STEM and putting an A in there to make it STEAM, and I know that that's a wonderful effort that's being managed by, you know, Arts OC, to keeping arts education. But again, you know, it almost needs to be more of that. It's about creativity and all of us really taking mm-hmm. the time to, I mean, everyone is creative in their own way, and I just think we need to get caught up in our own lives. And we don't see that we are creative. And, you know, right. The arts doesn't necessarily have to be about sitting in or going to, you know, the Pacific Symphony, Segerstam Center for the Arts. I mean, it could be, you know, you love hip-hop music, or you love, you know, the art of, you know, comic books. Or mm-hmm. I know a wonderful gentleman in Fullerton who designs the most fabulous-looking motorcycles. I mean, the industrial design, I mean, that's a creative process of what he does and how you might manage a business is creative.
Right.
So we need to kind of,
we are,
I don't
about
know, have a creative revolution, as Sir Ken Robinson calls for. So
oh, yeah.
Creative Orange County
I agree.
Is working on that.
I agree. And I think that's why the community college is so important, because we generate that kind of student and that kind of future person that goes out and has their own business and creates and makes something happen in a community. And so, you know, we're really at the ground zero here of making phenomenal things happen. And really growing it from here, from Orange Coast and from these community colleges. I think it's a really great place to be.
Well, I think it's terrific what Andrea is doing, and she's given you a couple of her website and the blog spot and her telephone number. So this show will be up under Just Radio, and so you can listen to it again and get some of that contact information. And it's been very much of a pleasure, you know, having Andrea. And I'm just going to end with, oh, maybe just kind of an off-the-wall question as to what your favorite dessert is. You can answer it in 5 seconds or less.
Oh, my favorite dessert.
It's my heart. So,
you know, I'm really into these. They call them cuties. They're like little mandarin oranges that they sell.
Oh, okay.
And those are like in season right now. So I've been eating lots of cuties and loving them. And so those I highly recommend.
Okay, that sounds very good. Well, I want to thank Andrea again. It was a pleasure to have you launch Creative Orange County. on Gist Radio, and Creative Orange County is a creative community think tank. It's my new venture that was launched in late 2010, and my vision is to inspire and engage Orange County's creative community to be a creative community showcase by partnering and collaborating with like-minded individuals and organizations. And you can get more info by emailing me at creativeorangecounty@hotmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Gist.
Hello and welcome to Gist Radio. We are a casual radio station where we broadcast when we have something to say. Gist stands for Getting the Shit Together, and we broadcast important interviews and information for artists and creators of all kinds. For more information on Gist, please log into our website at www.gyst-ink.com, where you will find free resources.
Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're all done.
You did really good.
You did very good. Okay. Well, yeah.
You kept it right on track.
All right.
I'm very pleased for your first show. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So
now you're going to be old pro. Pretty soon you're going to be old pro.
I know. There's a couple. I've scheduled it for 10 o'clock, though, but I'm like, I think our neighbors get their grass cut and a couple other things. I guess the street cleaner comes by, and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to schedule it for a little bit of a different time because I had to close the window in the middle of it. So we'll see. We'll have to both listen to it live and just see how it came out.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything, so.
Okay, well,
it was
very, very nice.
Thank you so much for including me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, you're the launch. We're going to work together, and, you know, I know in the future, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the 16th and being there. I'm definitely going to come, you know, for the lecture and such.
Great.
And
can't wait to introduce you to everybody.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful,
yeah.
And I'm so pleased for you, and you're just a go-getter, and I really appreciate it. You inspire me, so I'm really happy to be in association with you, and I was telling Mike when you were sending me the stuff for the Wyndham, I was like, she's just amazing. I mean, you just go, and you just make it happen, and I love it. I just absolutely love it. Thank you.
Well, as long as I've got you on the phone, because show is on but not streaming, so I think we're okay. I mean, I don't think it's on. Oh, end show now. To end the show, all callers to be dropped, you will not be able to call back in. Because I don't know if that got picked up. I shouldn't think so, right? Well, I'll email you. So, because
okay.
I want to know
sounds
about
good.
A date, and there's some other things that I, you know, about the Creative Revolution kind of idea. I've got another date that I
perfect.
Want to run by you. And
sounds good. Anything I can
things.
Do to help, just let me know.
Okay. We'll do.
All right,
I'm working
take
on
care.
It. April is my month to
all
put
right.
all these things together.
Okay. Good
all
luck.
Right,
take
you.
Care.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.